The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
Pointing You Home with Eric Stewart on WMAL.
Pointing You Home.
Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning. Hey, now I'm going to tell you, I'm extremely excited to welcome our guest to the show today. If you haven't heard, the United States women's national hockey team won gold in Pyeongchang last month. On the line, we'll have Haley Skorupa from Rockville, Maryland, native, coming up in just a few minutes. But now, let's talk about some local news and introduce our agent of the month for April. Well, I'm very happy that Helen Flynn has joined me today. Helen, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be back.
Nice to have you back on the show. You are our agent in the Eric Stewart Group for the month of April, and we're very happy that you're not only going to be on today's show for Pointing You Home, but also on the Senior Solutions show discussing a topic of great importance, which is dementia.
Yes.
Let's chat for a few minutes about one of the listings that you've brought on the market that is in Clifton, Virginia. Do you mind telling us a bit about the property?
Sure. This is a lovely property situated on 5 acres. There's a lovely winding driveway up to the front with a stone walkway that leads you to the beautiful mahogany wood double doors.
Mm-hmm.
Inside is a home that is a replica of Williamsburg, Virginia, with lovely formal living room and dining room, a kitchen that has been completely remodeled and looks out through amazing windows to the private backyard, all with landscaping which is native to the United States at the time of Williamsburg colonial days. The family room has a 2-story stone fireplace, and the library or den side of it has beautiful custom cherry cabinets with hand molding. And speaking of molding, there's beautiful molding throughout the house. And then you have 5 bedrooms upstairs. As you go up the curving staircase, there's a wide balcony overlooking the family room. And then the bedrooms flow on either side of that upper balcony. And the lower level is very family-friendly fireplace. One of 4 fireplaces, or actually 5 fireplaces in the house, an exercise room, a walkout to the backyard. Everything you could ask for in this home has been updated. Everything has been done with the utmost taste and quality, and it is there waiting for the perfect buyer.
And all for the amount of?
And all for $1.2 million.
On 5 acres?
On 5 acres. Absolutely gorgeous.
Hey, if you'd like to see a virtual tour of this property, a true virtual tour where you can walk room by room through the property and see how the rooms look from different sides of the room, go to ericstewartgroup.com. Take a look at our Virginia listings and look for this property. And the address is?
Wickland Drive in Clifton.
And the street is spelled interestingly.
W-Y-C-K-L-A-N-D.
Okay, great. Thanks, Helen. Now, Helen, as a seniors specialist, someone who really works with the senior market, you are our agent of the month for April. And I'd like to just have you tell us about your class that you have coming up soon why don't you tell us about the class?
I have a class of 4 parts coming up. Part of the Osher Lifelong Learning Program that is affiliated with George Mason University. It's based on my book, Selling Your Home, A Guide for the Mature Seller. We've actually already had the first session last week, and we talked about how do you know when it's time to make a move? That's the first question I get from people. Well, how do I know? I don't think I'm quite ready yet. And there isn't a magic event that makes you know that you're ready. It's when the voice in the back of your head is saying, I am so tired of going down to the basement to do laundry. I am so tired of vacuuming 3 levels in this house. I am so tired of doing the lawn when it's 90 degrees out. Those little voices begin to tell you, wouldn't it be nice to live on one level? Wouldn't it be nice not to have three expensive storage rooms on the second floor?
Meaning the bedrooms that are no longer used.
Yes. Wouldn't it be nice if the kids came and got their stuff and disposed of it? Wouldn't it be nice if we could lock the door and go travel? So that is the first question.
And how, if they wanted to register for that event, for any of these classes, they would go to our website, ericstewartgroup.com, and communicate with you directly.
Communicate with me directly, and I can get you enrolled in the next three classes.
Great. And Helen's email is helen@ericstewartgroup.com.
That's right.
Thanks for being with us today, Helen.
Well, you're welcome. It's a pleasure.
Our pleasure, too. Hey, speaking of classes, in May 10th and May 8th, I'll be giving lectures on how to age in place for those of you who aren't sure it's time to move. As Helen said, we're never really sure for sure unless we're forced out of our homes. So try to figure out what options there may be for you to live in your home, or potentially what are all of the other options out there. You know, there's only 7 options available. So if you're on the go constantly like I am, you know, it's kind of hard to slow down and figure those things out. Well, I'm going to give you a class. We're going to give a class on how to age in place and also how to sell your home for top dollar. If you're thinking of selling this spring, summer, or even the fall, make sure you attend. Register for our classes May 8th and 10th, which will be in Virginia and in Maryland. We also have those same classes in October if you'd like to register super early. Go to ericstewartgroup.com.
Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, Lord. I got them deep river blues.
Oh, I've got some good news for the D.C. area. The Potomac River is the healthiest it has been in over a decade. It earned a B in the 2018 River Report, which is great news because clearly less trash, less pollution, less algae. It's good for all of us. One of my favorite activities in the summertime is to go down to the boathouse and rent a kayak and kayak around Theodore Roosevelt Island. If you've never been to Theodore Roosevelt Island, it is, in fact, the island itself is the monument to Theodore Roosevelt. There's a statue that must stand about 35 to 40 feet tall in the middle of the island, and you can kayak around it, stop, pull your boat off, and take a walk around the island, see this monument to the man who made the first of our national parks. All right. Hey, by the way, also in downtown D.C. in the month of April, the African American History Museum will offer Walk Up Wednesdays in April. The highly popular museum that opened in September of 16 offers currently only timed passes, but not in April. So if you want to go, first come, first served Wednesdays, a good opportunity for you to be able to get in and take a look at the African American History Museum.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Lastly, Maryland has passed a bill that will give school systems flexibility with their calendars. It will allow schools to extend the academic year by 5 days without having to ask the state for a waiver. Now, so that what that does is it puts the hands into the school specifically to make that decision as opposed to having to go to the state to get that approval. This way, if a school is closed for some reason, maybe differently than the other schools, maybe a water main break or otherwise, they can just extend the year according to what their needs are to fulfill the mandate of higher education in our public schools. You know, in real estate at this time of year, as I'm putting homes on the market, and we're getting multiple offers. And we've sold about 50 homes already this year. So we've had a very strong opening in 2019 in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. I put a home on the market down in Brandywine, on Brandywine Street, that needed to be completely renovated. And we generated a very, very exceptional offer. In fact, it was surprising how strong the market in Washington, D.C. is. If you got a home that you're thinking about selling in Washington, D.C., I want you to be aware that what your value was last year is different than what your value is this year. So don't think that you know how much your home is worth. If you got an estimate from somebody else in the past or got an appraisal in the past or weren't able to sell your property, whether you're in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, if you've tried and you expired, you exhausted yourself trying to sell your property, I want you to think again and contact the Eric Stewart Group, because we'll give you a free market evaluation, which will include a market assessment of where the proper value is today. And our strategy, one of the reasons why our list-to-sell ratio last year was 108% of list price. That was the average, meaning we would list a home for a dollar and we would get $1.08. You got it, right? So we got 8% more than the asking price on average across all of our properties. To do that, we use exceptional marketing techniques, and I want you to take advantage of that. We're in a strong real estate market. Rates have gone up a little bit. Stock market has been a little rocky lately, but now is a great time. The demand, people want to lock in long-term, and there's not enough inventory. Now is a good time to think about making your shift. And if you're afraid, hey, I might sell, but what am I going to do to buy? We've got a great strategy to protect you, keep you from being out on the street, owning no homes or two, for that matter. So reach out to us at toll-free 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. Go to ericstewartgroup.com. Oh, by the way, we do have a great guide there called the Market Ready Guide, which will tell you how to prepare your home to get top dollar. Highly recommend it. Our clients follow it religiously, and one of the reasons why we get so much money for our clients. That's at ericstewartgroup.com. Well, hey, I got to take a quick break. Out of time for our first segment. So excited to have Haley Skorupa from the women's gold medal winning hockey team right after this.
This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I'm happy to have Haley Skorupa join us today. Haley played on the Olympic gold medal winning hockey team, women's hockey team, in the past Olympics, the ones that we just experienced. And we're very happy to have her join us today. Hey, Haley. Hey, thanks for taking the time out of your schedule to speak with us today. My producer, Jessica, said that you're busy getting ready for your team vacation. So where are you guys going?
Yeah, we're going to St. Thomas at like a big group of us this next week or so. And I'm flying back to Boston right now from Maryland. So I'm really looking forward to kind of unwinding for a little bit and then getting back at it once we get back.
I can't imagine what a whirlwind it's been for you since the team won the gold medal at the Olympics. You worked so hard for it. So tell me, how does that feel for you?
Yeah, it was such a whirlwind. It was a crazy experience, unbelievable. And to bring the gold medal back to the U.S. for all of our friends, family, fans, everyone who helped us get it is such an honor. And we just could not be more excited about it.
Well, it was great to see you at the March Madness game on the court the country celebrates with you. Tell me, recently you were at the Capitals game in Annapolis and you were introduced there. What were the thoughts going through your head when you were doing that?
It was so cool. Like, I saw so many like friends, family, teachers, people who I grew up with when we were there, and to run into them and then to be honored there in front of all of my, pretty much, you know, everyone you grew up with in that area, it was so incredible. And to share that moment with my teammates, with our gold medals in Maryland, in my hometown, almost pretty much, was just amazing.
Hey, speaking of your hometown, tell us a little bit about your time in the hockey programs in Montgomery County, and how about Wooten High School hockey?
Yeah. I started with Montgomery youth hockey for the Blue Devils. I started playing boys and switched over to girls. And then I played for the Washington Pride my 4 years in high school, which was unbelievable. We traveled everywhere playing the best teams in North America, which really helped me develop as a player and kind of manage the whole traveling thing, school, hockey, social life. And that was an awesome experience. And then my freshman year at Wooten, I played on the varsity boys team with my brother was a senior. I was a freshman and we won the state championship. And that was so cool that to be able to do that with my brother. And it was just so fun that year, I remember.
Fantastic. And then you went on to play with Washington Spirit at Boston College. How did they prepare you for playing on the Olympic team?
Yeah, I mean, they did the Washington Pride and Boston College kind of helped, you know, lay the foundation for my development, and I was able to become such a better player and kind of, you know, become a better person as well, playing for those programs. And what the coaches did for me and how they helped me so much was, I can't really describe like how tremendous being a part of those programs was. And it was just really special, and it's really helped me to become, you know, an Olympic athlete.
My daughter's 17, and she's been playing ice hockey now for 6 years. And if you could give her one piece of advice as she's heading off to college in a year and a half, what would that be?
Just to enjoy every single moment with your friends, teammates, anyone, because it all goes by so quickly. And what I look back and I, you know, smile and laugh about most is just all those stories and memories made with my teammates and my friends along the way. And you never lose those. So cherish those, because you'll have those with you forever.
Thanks. Hey, when you get back in town, do you have a certain place you always make sure you visit when you're back home in Rockville?
Well, I usually always head over to the Rockville Ice Arena for my coach, Kush. He's there. And whether I'm skating with, you know, the Pride to get some extra practice in, or just saying hello, I usually go there. And then there's a couple, besides, you know, going to see some of my friends, like at their houses, or if there's a Caps game, I try to go to a Caps game. But I would say there's this restaurant called Taipei Tokyo in Falls Grove, and I always try to go there, because I used to go there at least once or twice a week when I was in high school and middle school, and it was really, really good food. So it's kind of somewhere I also always stop by.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah.
Well, Haley, thanks so much for taking time with us today. We hope you have a wonderful vacation. You and the entire Olympic gold medal winning team have earned it. Have a safe flight.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was nice talking to you.
It's so good to have a pro like Haley on the show. You know what I mean? Somebody who's worked, who's put the 10,000 hours into what it is that she loves to become so exceptional. Watching the women's ice hockey team play, I fell in love with watching the women's ice hockey team. It was just a thrill to watch incredible passion, speed, and aggressiveness by these players. I really do hope that she has great success in whatever she chooses to do going forward. When I was a kid playing ice hockey myself, I played from the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th grades, but I went to an all-boys school in middle school where they required me to play a sport, and hockey wasn't offered. Nowadays, hockey's offered at many schools, and it's a tremendous sport. I love the Caps. You know, I've offered tickets out here on the show. We love ice hockey as a family, and my daughter MK plays hockey and has for 6 years, as I also mentioned in the interview with Haley today. Well, really, you know, this is one of the hallmarks of a great society, is great sports. And local sports in the D.C. area have gotten better and better and better. And I'm so happy that my other favorite sport, which is soccer, is going to have its own stadium. The D.C. United team will have its own stadium here in Southwest Washington, D.C., opening up with their first game in middle of July. It's called the Audi Field. And I would encourage you to, if you like soccer, check it out. Check out getting tickets for the season. They're not unreasonable. In fact, typically $25 a game to get in and see and get decent seats to see good professional soccer here in the D.C. area. You know, real estate is so local. It's all about what is nearby, and why do values go up and why do values go down? I was reading the Washington Post and the Washingtonian Magazine, and it covered how Washington, D.C., the 14th Street, Washington, D.C. region, you know, there were cars being burned out 50 years ago right now. There were cars being burned out because Martin Luther King was assassinated in 1968, and we had Washington, D.C. go through a downfall in real estate values as people feared for their lives. They feared a lack of safety. They feared drugs. They feared prostitution. They feared all kinds of problems in Washington, D.C., and really over the last 50 years, there was a tremendous fallout for a long, long period of time. William O'Neill, who produces the Investor's Business Daily newspaper, one of my favorite publications, not only for its coverage of stocks and analysis, but also its coverage of great heroes of international culture and American culture. He has a technical chart that he calls the cup and handle analysis for real estate and for stocks, rather, which I've applied to real estate. And you can't always apply every technical chart to every situation, but the changes in Washington, D.C., the loss of an economy in Washington, D.C. in the late 1960s and the fear that people had, if I recall correctly, I was in college at the University of Maryland, and I think we were considered the murder capital of the country back in the 1980s. You remember Len Bias, the great basketball player, died in 1986. He was at the University of Maryland. There was so much pain, so much suffering going on in this region, and the Washington, D.C. market, real estate market, was suffering as a result of it. But there's been a regeneration, there's been a regrowth, there's been a tremendous recovery in Washington, D.C. And if you look at how a cup and a handle look, if you look at them from the side, if you think about the left side of the cup, how it drops into the bottom of the cup, and then it rises back up to the right side to the top, and then it drops back and forms the handle. Washington, D.C. real estate did that and did so over the last 45 years. It has continued to improve. Prices are now actually back to where they would normally have been on the trend line. If you go back to the late 60s to 2018, if you look at where values would have been if we hadn't gone through that recession, we recovered to the proper point now. Which means prices could still go higher and then retract, or they could drop a little bit at this point and recover. We'll see what happens. Well, I can't believe we're out of time, but it goes so fast. I have so much fun. Don't forget, tonight, 9:30, right here, Real Estate Now on WMAL. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.